And then why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, Mike, and also explain what you would like other South Dakotans to know about your district and your constituency.
Sure. My name is Michael Hansen. I'm running for District 35, House of Representatives in South Dakota. District 35 is a diverse population of hardworking blue-collar laborers, executives, retirees, and students from all walks of life and backgrounds. We include Southern Box Elder, Northeast Rapid, and Rapid Valley, as well as some rural areas around those specific locations.
All right. Thanks, Michael. So the next question I have for you is if you would like to discuss some major issues or topics you want the legislature to address if you are elected.
Sure. Coming up in the 2017 legislature, I would like to see our legislature deal with the rampant scandals such as EB-5 and the Gear Up programs. We need an ethics commission in the state, as well as safeguards put in place to eliminate or deter corruption within state programs. I also want to see us push for a world-class education system. The 2016 legislature took a huge leap forward, and it's important that we continue that momentum and give our children the tools that they need to compete in the future. Sadly, we export a large share of our talent and our children to other states where there are better paying jobs. I'd like to see a bigger push in our state for economic development so we can keep some of that talent in our state and keep those jobs at home.
And talking about keeping South Dakotans in South Dakota, dealing with some ethical issues, what legislation or solutions would you bring forward to deal with those problems?
Sure. I absolutely support or sponsor otherwise bring forward legislation to, at a minimum, institute an ethics commission. I'd also support legislation to keep the forward momentum going on our schools or for our school systems, whether that be additional funding for education programs, arts programs, music programs. And lastly, I'd support legislation to bolster our economic development within our state.